Hello, Salt Spring. We're back again. Scott Simmons with his guest, Alex Denny from Portside Wood Woodworks.
Portside Wood on Twitter. All one word, right?
All one word.
Yeah.
Like to get lots of followers on Twitter, that's for sure. So now, some of the other things that you can do. Argon windows. I mean, if you're going to redo the windows.
Yeah, and they've made this rule where if you don't order it with low E and argon, you don't get the home retro kickback.
Oh, really?
So, and they had this thing where, you know, before we had HST, we had the good old-fashioned GST, PST.
Oh, do we have HST now, or are we just, we're kind of in HST limbo? We don't know if we really have it or not.
Yeah, so in the good old days.
But it's going to go down to 10.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what a crooked thing.
I know,
we'll drop it down to 10 if you vote for us.
Oh, right, but they're going to order billions of dollars of new ships, you know.
After the election, they'll put it back up to 12.
Right, oh, we got to pay for their ships somehow.
That election costs us too much.
So, but anyways, you used to be able to order a double glazed window and have it PST exempt.
Okay.
Now, it's got to be low E in argon to get any kind of a kickback or any kind of a... Now, I don't know if they're HST exempt. I don't know. I think everything has HST no matter what. I mean, except for maybe food at the grocery store.
This didn't have HST.
But, oh, you bought it from a bakery? It's got HST on it.
Johnny DeVille just brought in two little tiny muffins that are to die for. Alex didn't want one, so I'm eating his.
I said, go for it, Scott. I'm round enough.
I don't know if he said take two, or I grabbed one and he said, try a raspberry one. I don't know if he wanted me to put this one back, but I took two.
Yeah.
I don't know where he, what did he say he got them from?
It's a little bakery down by Moby's.
Oh, this is from...
The
French bakery. She makes real French pastry.
There you go.
Which is so rare outside of France.
And Scott is sampling it as we speak.
It's delicious. I'm just going to roll over here and have a little nap now.
Okay, I'll tell the last couple of things here on the list.
Okay.
So basically, you know, the things that you can do at home yourself is, you know, the light bulbs, of course, adding dimmers. If you're going to repaint, use low VOC paints and try to go with a formaldehyde-free product. So a lot of, unfortunately, brand names, well-known brand names, won't say, are loaded with formaldehyde. So go with maybe a brand that maybe you aren't so familiar with. They come out of California, or, you know, and they're already set up to be formaldehyde free or low VOC, because that
formaldehyde is dangerous stuff.
Formaldehyde is in a lot of products, so carpets, paints, insulation, all kinds of stuff. So you need to try and avoid that, because it's poison.
It is. It's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. So another thing that can help is, your window retro is probably a fairly large investment, but it's going to pay in the long run, because you're not going to lose the heat out of your windows. But again, in winter, summer, you know, summer shade is actually as important than winter heat. You know, you don't want to have your windows in the blazing sun all day long. You know, now gaining solar is huge.
Now, the last thing on the list is reduce water consumption.
There you go.
Okay, that's not really part of your carbon footprint, but it's part of your...
It is.
I mean, you
is.
Should be...
Mm-hmm.
Water wasters, you know... Actually, I'm doing a water test right now as we speak. I've been recording the water at this one property on 24-hour intervals. It's on a water timer for the last week, and I'm recording the water consumption every 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, in a 24-hour period... This one property used 2,170 gallons of water.
Gallons, not liters.
Gallons. So almost 10,000 liters of water.
That's unbelievable. Are they watering a garden, or?
I don't want to say where the property is or who owns it, but, you know.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of water.
The average consumption is 300 liters per person per day.
I know.
Imagine in Rwanda, 300 liters. That's a village worth.
I know. This place is using 2,170 gallons over a 24-hour period.
That's 10,000 liters.
Yeah, over a 24-hour period.
That's three or four times as much. That's something.
And it's like, you know,
there.
You don't have to water your grass for, you know, 24 hours straight. Like, you know, you don't need to water. Why would anybody water grass? But anyways, that's another story. But water conservation, and this is, I'm actually working with a client on this one, and before we even started, I just wanted to find out where they're at. So the first thing is, well, let's read the meter and let's record it for 24-hour intervals and see how much you're actually using. I think there's a major...
That sounds like a leak.
Oh, yeah.
Underground somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's just running out into the gravel.
Yes,
and nobody knows about it.
Oh, I know about it. There's like 3 or 4 leaks that I figured out.
So do they have geysers coming out of their driveway?
Almost,
yeah.
I mean, it's sloshy. Like, nothing should be sloshy this time of year.
That's not good. No.
So, I mean, that's why, you know, water conservation starts with you've got to find out where you're at.
Right. And how much are you using?
If you're on a meter, no, that's why I was showing this person. I mean, the meter has a little thing on it, so you write down the numbers.
No, it doesn't lie because it has a little impeller that spins.
Yeah, you write down the numbers, and then, you know, you record the time.
Sure.
Come back 24 hours later, write down the numbers, just subtract A from B, or B from A, and you've got your number, your consumption number.
Yeah.
And then you've got it for a 24-hour period. Then you can figure out how many gallons per hour.
Or liters, you know. And for anybody, you know, actually, whether you're on a well or whether you're on one of the lake system waterways, adding a meter into your water line, say somewhere in your garage or in your basement, wherever you have your shut-off valves or in your pump house, to know how much water you're going through. Because if you're going over 300 liters per person per day...
You've got a leak.
You've got you're either using too much water for some reason... And or if it's purging or just percolating underground somewhere, that's a recipe for disaster, you know, and you've got problems. Or you could have, there's no reason to use that much water.
No, and that's why it's actually, I'm just helping out a friend on this one. I don't want to mention where, no names, but.
We've been in trouble before. So.
That's right. I mean, you know, nobody wants their dirty laundry exposed on CFSI. And, you know, realtors do a lot of odd things, and it's something that someone asked me about. So I said, well, come over and take a look. And so, you know, instead of walking around the property and trying to find, it's like, how much are you using? Well, I don't know. Just I think I'm using a lot. Well, let's figure it out.
So is he getting a separate bill in the mail for that?
Oh, he's going to be getting
it. Is it his own well?
It's a water. It's on a water system. It's on the lake water system.
Okay.
It's going to be a huge bill. And that's
not good, no.
No. I mean, that's astronomical amount of water. So, you know, and that's why...
So that's carbon footprint, right? Right from the very beginning.
It is, because, you know, part of the problem is you're paying for the pumps, electricity to pump the water, you're bringing chlorine to treat the water, you've got all this beautiful fresh water. I mean, you know, it's a waste. It's just total waste. And, I mean, that's what, you know, I mean, if you can cut down on your consumption and waste...
Sure.
I mean...
And that would be the same for your home as far as keeping it cool?
It's a little things
or
like...
Or keeping it warm.
It's a little things like the toilet bowl flappers that go...
Right.
Bad garden hose connections. You know, even, you know, they'll have...
Air leaks in your vapor barrier up into your attic.
It's a sum total of all these little things.
It's like driving a car... And you've got a bearing that's bad on one wheel, and brake shoes or pads that are bad on another wheel, and you've got different tire pressures and different tires, and you're going down the highway, or some of them aren't. I was going to say plumb or level, but that's some of them aren't balanced, and all these little things start adding up to why am I only getting 15 miles per gallon when I should be getting 10 miles per gallon? Well, one or two tires are low. A bearing is bad.
Yeah.
A brake shoe is bad. So it's the same with your home. Why is my electricity bill $300 or $400 every 2 months?
Well, and that's why you can actually get an EnerGuide rating now on your home.
Right. What exactly is that? Scott, how does that work?
Well, last year, I guess it was about a year ago, I had the opportunity to go to a home on Salt Spring when the EnerGuide people were there. And it's really kind of cool. They put a big fan in the door. And then the fan turns on and it sucks all the air out of the house, creates negative pressure. And then they hook up. I actually have a YouTube video of it. It's really cool because as the pressure goes down, they can tell. They know how much air the fan is drawing out. And then they gauge how long it takes for the air pressure to come into the house.
To balance it.
So they can figure it out exactly. So they can tell how much air flow is through the house.
Interesting.
And then by doing an audit on it, they can look at the windows, crawl down in the crawl space or up into the attic. They can actually give your house a rating.
Right.
And typically an older house will rate in the 60s. That's really low.
Okay.
And a brand new, as high as you can go, I believe it's like 80. A house that's like totally sealed, a brand new house sits at 80.
Okay, and do you have an idea of how much that costs if somebody wanted to have that
It's done? Probably about $300 or $400.
Okay, but at least they would know, you'd know, and now they can reverse the fan to pressurize the home. Also, is that
no?
Is that, it's all works on the negative.
Yeah.
All works on the negative.
Because it's just sucking the air in, and so all okay. Like you can go around the house and you can see where all the air is being sucked.
Okay,
in.
So you can walk around with like a little.
Or maybe
device.
They do pressurize.
Actually, you know what?
I think it is pressurized.
I think they can.
I can't remember.
It.
I can't remember if it's pressurized or. I'll have to check the video.
We're like click and clack, you know.
But it's very cool.
Neat.
It was kind of neat, you know. Arvid was in the same room with me when we shot the video.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want to be stuck in a room with Arvid during this. I mean, Arvid's like, are the oxygen masks going to come off?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But it was really quite interesting watching these technicians do this. And, you know, they rated the house. I think the house came in at like 64. But then they had a checklist of all the things that they could do to And a lot of it is exactly what we've talked about
right,
today.
Right, weather seals around your doors.
You know, crawl spaces and attics,
right.
And windows and caulking. Yep. And
right, you don't want... I mean, it's a catch-22. You obviously, you want to balance the air. I mean, if you've got your big hood fan running, you need the air coming in to replace it with, right?
Yep.
And remember that your wood stove, when it's burning in the wintertime, if it doesn't have a duct directly to the outside...
Yeah.
Pulling air, it needs air to burn, right?
Yeah.
So it's pulling air from somewhere.
Oh,
so
yeah, you have to. And so many places, people jam stuff in their socks in there or whatever and plug those things off.
Right, and, you know, so what I have...
No, actually, I can't figure out why the wet wood won't burn.
Or why the moisture is running down the inside of the windows.
We're
right?
going to... that's the end of our show today because...
Alex talked too much.
And Johnny DeVille is going to come in here and throw us out since I stole two of his things, his French pastries from the French pastry shop down behind Moby's.
Yeah, he doesn't like it when we hang around the studio till 1:00.
Well, he's got to get ready for all of his stuff. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop a little early today. We're going to run a couple ads. And thank you very much for listening today. And I think we covered a lot of stuff. I mean, it's hard to have a... exact playlist, all the stuff you're going to go through, but we wanted to hit a few key topics. Those
And if anybody wants to email Scott or me with a specific question, we can try to answer it. Or I recommend anybody going online.
Phone you. You have a phone.
538-8594 is my cell.
So they can actually phone you. Just pick
up the phone. Good old fashioned phone. You know,
phone call.
I rarely get phone calls.
Isn't that amazing?
We all work on the texting nowadays. All the contractors and sub trades, we just text each other.
I forgot about phones. Someone could actually phone. I guess I have a phone number too. What is it? 250-538-8316. Somebody could actually call me on the phone
and say, "Hey, Scott, what do I do?" You know.
No, a lot of people want to text or email. I find
email
is very popular.
Well, with a smartphone, you get your email on your phone now.
Yeah.
Right? And our Twitter messages and our Facebook updates and all.